Red Gypsy, Kelly Pickler. Well, the news at 4, sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart. With 24-hour pay at the pump fuel, this is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A windy 22 degrees at 4 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Defense Department, Pete Hegseth, making the rounds with senators again today and pushing back on allegations of financial mismanagement, abusing alcohol, and sexual misconduct. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Pete Hegseth is up here and committed on Capitol Hill to trying to turn some of these skeptical votes, potential no votes, into yes votes. He can only afford to lose 3 Republican senators if he were to ultimately go to a confirmation vote. 4 Republican senators against his nomination. And it's over.
New York City police on the hunt for a gunman who shot and killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson today outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel. The motive still unknown. A jury in New York City continuing deliberations in the subway manslaughter trial of Daniel Penny. The former Marine is charged with manslaughter in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely, claiming it was self-defense. Today, the jury asking the judge to view the video of that incident. This is ABC News.
Or camaraderie and under.
Communities in western North Carolina have been hard at work rebuilding after Hurricane Helene, but tourism has stalled along with jobs.
The U.S. unemployment rate was at 4.1% in October. The rate in Buncombe County, North Carolina, was well below that before Helene. Now it stands at 8.8%.
That's a really high number.
But Nathan Ramsey, executive director of community development, says it could have been worse.
Earlier fears, we could potentially be looking at 15%.
The storm and its flooding have devastated the tourism industry that was Asheville, North Carolina's lifeblood. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Mexico's Senate voting to charge cruise ships $42 per person when docking at ports of call. It's an immigration charge that cruise ship passengers have historically been exempt from, but the charges are also part of a larger package that increases airport immigration charges. The business community says the fees will drastically reduce the volume of visitors. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenient stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Tonight, well, a wind advisory continues to be in effect for starters. That is for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties. That continues until midnight. Otherwise, though, tonight, look for snow flurries expected to end around midnight. Lows down to 10. Northwest winds 20 to 25. Gust as high as 40. Thursday, more sunshine and wind slowly decreasing throughout the day. Highs in the mid-20s, northwest winds 10 to 20, gusts up to 30. Thursday night, lows of 10, increasing clouds. And then on Friday, partly cloudy with highs of around 30 degrees. With northeast winds at 15 to 20, it is 22 degrees.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
100.9 WRCO.
This is my promise. My Christmas vow. I will always love you as I love you now. You will be part of every heartbeat, and you will share my
eternally. us for ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Hand on the Bible, I'm a decent man. No, I ain't perfect, but I'm learning how to be the best I can. But I got demons collecting dust, and I buried them so damn far down so they can't find their way back up. So don't mistake my kindness for weakness, 'cause I can flip that switch and you can find out quick. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, 'cause I can be a loose cannon. Cross the line, I'll call you bro. Promise when push comes to show that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. Don't pull the trigger, try your luck. If you shoot your shot, better pray to God that I don't get my ass back up. Won't get your ass back up. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, 'cause I can be a loose cannon. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't. There's a hell on the other side that you ain't met yet, tread real light. Dare you to light that fuse, 'cause I can be a loose cannon. Cross the line, I'll call you bluff. Promise when push comes to shove that you don't want that smoke. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't.
On the third day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 25% off all red Christmas decor. Valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Like his. crackers and Ferris wheels. Tom is a thief that tries to steal.
There you go on WRCO Radio. Reminds me of you, Eileen Carey. And before that, Blue County with Firecrackers and Ferris Wheels.
Actually, still to come, tis the season, a tree lighting is coming up at the Blue River Gazebo in Blue River Park, and that is being held at 5:30 this evening. Names in memory of or in honor of will be read at the event for a dollar donation. So, that is coming up here shortly.
Oh no, my phone!
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Hello from the Creative Outlet, where we carry clothing brands that you love to wear, selling at resale prices.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Prices are crazy. Everything costs more. Except one thing, diamonds. Diamonds are the one thing that have come down in the world when everything else is going up. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and guys, I've got more diamonds in the showcases than you would expect in a small town jewelry store. Necklaces, rings, earrings, anniversary rings, and probably some other stuff. My staff and I are here until Christmas Eve to help you stuff that stocking better than ever this year. Natural diamonds, lab diamonds, big diamonds, little diamonds, new diamonds, estate diamonds. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, filled with affordable diamonds.
Continuing to be really just a windy day today, kind of just staying strong as a wind advisory for our area. As a result, we have received word that Richland Center's Rotary Lights in the Park will not be held tonight, just out of safety precaution. But yeah, Richland Center Rotary Lights in the Park, not tonight, but should be back up and running again tomorrow. Here's Sugarland, already gone.
She knows where to change your shape, where to change your hold. In my hand me down Mercury, ready to roll. She knew that I had to go and hang out, make lots of noise, and lay out late with left. All my friends tried to warn me the day that we met. Girl, don't you lose your heart yet. But it's first time he told me his name, and we cried with each other. We split the blame for the parts that we couldn't change. Pictures, dishes, and socks, it's our whole life.
It's Carl, wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
This is Captain Patrick Hogan, and I want to wish a very Merry Christmas to my family in Tennessee and to my beautiful girlfriend in California. I miss you all, and I'll be home soon.
My name is Specialist Brooke Frisk, and I'm in Baghdad, Iraq. I would like to wish all my family and friends in Georgia and Wisconsin a very Merry Christmas.
I am dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise. Thank you.
family and friends back in Richmond, Virginia a very Merry Christmas.
And I want to send out a Merry Christmas.
I'd like to wish my family a very Merry Christmas in St. Louis, Missouri, especially my daughter Madison, who will be 4 this Christmas. I'm going to miss opening up presents with her and watching her face and seeing her face on Christmas morning and watching her, you know, experience all the new experiences that Christmas brings.
On WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Call Chet's with all your feed and seed needs. 647-8833.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump's pick to lead the Defense Department, Pete Hegseth, making the rounds with senators again today and pushing back on allegations of financial mismanagement, abusing alcohol, and sexual misconduct. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Pete Hegseth is up here and committed on Capitol Hill to trying to turn some of these skeptical votes, potential no votes, into yes votes. He can only afford to lose 3 Republican senators if he were to ultimately go to a confirmation vote. 4 Republican senators against his nomination. And it's over.
New York City police on the hunt for a gunman who shot and killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson today outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel. The motive still unknown. A jury in New York City continuing deliberations in the subway manslaughter trial of Daniel Penny. The former Marine is charged with manslaughter in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely, claiming it was self-defense. Today, the jury asking the judge to view the video of that incident. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There are a lot of concerns about this past fall's WIAA automated playoff seating for high school football. Today, the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association announced a new proposal to solve main issues with the current system. First, it would divide the state's 364 11-player football teams into 752 team divisions. In each of those, the top 32 teams would qualify. This would mean each team would know their divisions before the season began. Second, the system would reward wins rather than winning percentages, weighting victories against other winning teams or larger division squads more than beating small school teams. The proposed formula is available on the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association website. The worst season for a Badger football team in years reflected on this year's All-Big Ten teams. Senior guard Joe Huber was named to the coach's third team. Other than honorable mentions, that was it for Wisconsin following a 5-7 football season. Receiving honorable mention were punter Atticus Bertrams, cornerback Ricardo Hallman, left tackle Jackson Nelson, running back Tui Walker, and safety Hunter Wohler. Marquette gets back to action this evening with a game prior to the matchup with the Wisconsin Badgers on Saturday. Wisconsin lost last night, 67-64. Marquette is in Iowa to play Iowa State tonight. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
A wind advisory continues to be in effect for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties until midnight tonight. Loads down to 10, northwest winds 20 to 25, gusts as high as 40. Look for snow flurries also expected to end around midnight. Thursday, sunshine, highs in the mid-20s, northwest winds 10 to 20, gusts up to 30. Thursday night, lows of 10, increasing clouds, and partly cloudy Friday with highs around 30. It's a cloudy 21 degrees, no precipitation yet. The barometer is continuing to rise quickly. It's at 29.67. Northeast winds are at 10 to 20. Again, it's 21 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Haven't seen him once all weekend. House ain't cold, my phone ain't ringing. Didn't even say that he was leaving. Oh, it must be hunting season. Shop online, drink all the wine, binge a whole season of The Real Housewives. Call the girls, we go to town, never have to put that toilet seat down. Stay up late talking about our feelings. Oh, I do love hunting season.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Okay, we're breaking up. It is what it is. You know what they say, that old cliche. Let's just be friends. Let's play it out in our minds. I'll see you out on the town one Friday night. Get to talk.
if we do, to catch one and two. I can't spend the night, much less tomorrow, with or without you. So what do we do?
We can't be friends. We can't be lovers. We can't be weekend drinking, leaning on each other.
We can't be falling off the way we're talking about whatever.
Sleep when I'm dead.
It ain't no fun if you ain't got money, so I always make it into work. The trick is to leave at least a half an hour to brush my teeth and change my shirt. Keep a closet full of Red Bull and Visine to hide the red.
Life's too fun and I'm
Well, just a reminder that Rotary Lights in the Park has announced that they have been canceled for this evening. They will be back up and running, though, tomorrow. So for the time being, just a bit windy out there tonight. Playing it safe. The Paul Harvey Program right now, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they're here for you.
Now, the rest of the story. Archie was a wagon painter. 100-plus years ago, he painted those fancy little designs on horse-drawn wagons and carriages. He painted furniture, too, earned him a good living and a decent professional reputation. But the wagon painter from Bedford, Ohio, had a sense of humor, something he suppressed while trimming a carriage and expressed instead in humorous drawings. Now, those sideline sketches depicted children, mostly children, in funny, everyday situations. Every now and then, Archie sold one of them. But this is the rest of the story. July 4, 1875. Archie went down to the parade ground in Wellington to watch the holiday festivities. Yet despite the pomp and the ceremony and the shiny buttoned uniforms, it was a small group of unadorned yet enthusiastic participants that caught his eye. They were not really part of the parade, and yet their dancing and their prancing and their pretend to soldiering were so hilarious that Archie decided to sketch them. He characterized them as proud, preening, fresh-faced army recruits, eager for battle and yet still clad in civilian clothing. Well, Archie took that sketch to a friend, a photographer named Jim Ryder, and asked, "How do you like it?" Jim responded any other way than the way he did. We probably would not be talking about either of them today. But what Archie's photographer friend said was, in essence, "Please, friend, get serious." There was nothing wrong with the funny drawings, he told Archie, but lurking behind the humor of those pompous paraders was a something powerful. "Take that same scene," Jim Ryder advised, "and let the drama emerge." Archie took his friend's advice. The wagon painter got a couple of acquaintances and his own father, a Baptist minister, to pose for the three main characters in the revised portrait. And when that one was completed, Archie's delighted photographer friend helped him make chromolithograph copies, a few dozen at first, then a few hundred, and they sold for $10 apiece. 10,000 chromolithographs later, Archie and Jim were rich men. Archie repainted that portrait some 14 times with minor variations, but the three principal characters remained the same. Their faces were modeled after a neighbor named Hugh Mosher and a boy named Harry Devereaux, and the artist's preacher father, Samuel, whose determined visage glares for all time from the center of one of the world's most famous paintings. Archie, whose career as a serious portraitist began in his 40th year, was soon recognized exclusively as such, and yet for all of the dignified portraits he would subsequently paint, none ever achieved the renown of that one that began as a gag. The painting based on the sketch, originally entitled 4th of July Musicians, for you see the three principal subjects of that drawing, of the three jubilant celebrants prancing around Wellington Parade Ground, one was playing a fife, and the other two were beating on drums, and you, of course, know what happened. When artist Archibald Willard transformed those men from parade ground clowns to Revolutionary War soldiers, and retitled the work Spirit of 76. Only now you know the rest of the story.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, a Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
It's magic and memories, magic and wonders and wishes, wonders and when it touches wishes, your heart, it feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Christmas is not always happy for everyone. It can be downright sad for many. A time of aloneness that can be suffered but never explained. I remember quite a few sad Christmases. Hindsight, of course, is a great teacher, and in looking back, I find that the sad Christmases were probably the most meaningful. There were no thoughts of personal gifts or a special tree or a family gathering. It was a time of being alone, not necessarily by choice, but by circumstance. In looking back, those Christmases hold a special meaning because it was the discovery of the heart of Christmas that went deep within my being. No trappings, just the thought of a lonely, forlorn couple sheltered in a cold cave where domesticated beasts were housed, and a child born and laid in a feeding trough for animals. The first Christmas was a very lonely Christmas. It was a real Christmas, just as many were and are for those without, because Christmas in those times finds a place within and makes way for the joyous Christmases yet to come. I'm Gib Forster. Have a Merry Christmas.
A favorite moment, a treasured memory. A simple tradition, a family's love. We wish these blessings to you, our families, friends, and supporters, this Christmas. From the residents and staff of Schmidt Woodland Hills.
It feels like Christmas.
It feels like Christmas.
At Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December Equipment Consignment Auction, Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
On the third day of Christmas, Court & Main gave to me 25% off all red Christmas decor. Valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
100.9 WRCO.
Sinner that Jesus saved.
I'm Michelle Franzen. Embattled nominee Pete Hegseth doubling down on his nomination for defense secretary, meeting with senators again today. ABC Selena Wang says the president-elect still supports him, but has also spoken to possible replacements, including Florida's governor.
He is clearly in damage control mode, not only trying to shore up support on Capitol Hill,